You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Back today with us is author and teacher Bob Llewellyn, who is also known as the Biz Bucks guy because he has taught over 4,500 people his Biz Bucks financial decision-making courses. His book, Leadership for the Recovering Quantoid, was published in 2013. He has now launched his online training business, bizbasicsonline.com. Bob, it certainly is a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks very much, Eric. It's good to be here.
So we'd like to hear about how a person can gain or improve their business education without emptying their wallets, like a lot of people do. Can you give us an overview of your online training to kick things off today?
You bet. As you mentioned earlier, I have had the privilege of teaching almost 5,000 people over the last 19 years an integrated business decision-making course, which cuts across the four quantitative subjects of business. Many people have said it's frankly the best corporate training they've ever received. Now, I'm not implying that I'm such a boffo teacher, but it does mean that people are hungry to learn these business principles. Well, so about 3 years ago, desiring to scale up my reach and help more business people, I and my digital instructional designer began to move forward to put my training online. It turned out to be, Eric, a gargantuan effort. We put in over 5,000 hours of development between the two of us. It is called bizbasicsonline.com, or for our discussions today, probably use your BBO for short. And BBO is literally a business basics boot camp.
Certainly sounds really interesting, and want to know more about that. Let's look at the four quantitative subjects. Get into those and what those are.
We call them the safe subjects, Eric, meaning statistics, accounting, finance, and economics. This basic teaches many of the key principles of the first year of an MBA program in each of these four areas.
Bob, who would you feel would be the target audience here or the best demographic that would be interested in Biz Basics?
Well, anyone really, Eric, who feels their career is being impeded because of a lack of business skills would be a good candidate. Many cannot afford the time or the funds to take a business school program like an MBA. Biz Basics Online brings a diligent learner up to an MBA level of understanding in only 8 courses, and these are only 4 to 6 hours each. So many, say, engineers, IT professionals, operations and maintenance supervisors, for example, need BBO. BBO is quick, affordable, and very effective.
And I think it's absolutely awesome. Today we're joined by Bob Llewellyn, the CEO of BizBasicsOnline.com, or BBO, an online educational site dedicated to teaching the basic quantitative skills of business here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Bob, you'd mentioned decision-making. Where does that come in?
Well, Eric, I think that is the most important aspect of BBO. In the last of the 8 courses, BBO weaves these key principles of these safe subjects into a coherent, integrated decision-making process. Frankly, most MBAs are not even taught how to make a decision, how to recommend a project, and how to handle uncertainty in decision-making, and certainly they're not taught how to communicate all aspects of a decision to their upper management. Furthermore, many entrepreneurs need improved tools to assess the value of a business they might be developing or purchasing. So in that regard, BizBasic provides even more than MBA level skills. The BBO decision making methodology, we call it, is a copyrighted, pragmatic approach to decision making that many people will find valuable in their careers.
And there are eight courses that you've mentioned several times. Break those down. What are these eight courses, Bob?
We've got two in statistics, we've got two in accounting and two in finance, and one in economics. That's seven. The eighth course is a capstone case that teaches the aforementioned decision-making process through a complete review of the prior seven courses using a fictitious healthcare industry case study. We use examples from many industries throughout BBO.
And where can listeners learn more about BBO online? And after putting 5,000 hours into this, I couldn't imagine the value that you're bringing here. So tell us where we can learn more.
You bet. We've got a website, www.bizbasicsonline.com. And there, if you go there, you can see three short videos, about 2.5 minutes each, that really explain more. These videos are accessible right from the homepage.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, anything else that you'd like to add, or even a final tip for the listeners here today?
Well, you know, something happened just today that in the way of a tip that might be useful to your folks. In today's Wall Street Journal, Eric, there was an article about a relatively new metric in business success. It's been known for many years, but it seems to be having a fad right now. It's called ROIC, that is, Return on Invested Capital, sometimes pronounced ROIC. Your listeners will need to read the article to understand it and to see if it is the brass ring for their company. However, the writer had the presence of mind to also interview an NYU finance professor who cautioned ROC can cause problems. And he went on to say, good old cash is the best way to measure success. It should be done at the project level, not at some corporate metric. So here's the tip. Cash is the first consideration in decision making. Don't get caught up in accounting details or fads of the day. BBO teaches this cash analysis in a graphical, easy to understand way.
Wow, Bob, what a project. And again, with 5,000 hours of development, it sounds like there's nothing else like BBO that is available for an option or a tool. I understand now that you're working on a new novel, and we'd love to have you come back to share more about this new novel that you're working on. We certainly do appreciate your time spent here today and look forward to your coming back to be with us here on Enterprise Radio and continued success with BBO.
Thank you, Eric.
We have been speaking with Mr. Bob Llewellyn, the CEO of BizBasicsOnline.com, an online educational site dedicated to teaching the basic quantitative skills of business. And once again, for more information and to take advantage of this educational site, visit BizBasicsOnline.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.